Texas has the 8th highest level of income inequality, based on the 2010 census data.
In terms of Texas, we have a lot of upper-end income inequality.
Mark Frank is an economics professor at Sam Houston State University.
We have a lot of income inequality because we have the top 1% or the top 0.1%.
And much of the state's income inequality cuts along racial and ethnic lines. Steve Murdoch is a former director of the U.S. Census Bureau. He now runs the Hobby Center for the Study of Texas at Rice University. In Texas, poverty rates among Hispanics and African Americans are 2.5 to 3 times higher than whites. Murdoch says incomes for Hispanics and African Americans are 60 to 75% of what they are for whites. And he says those are also the fastest growing parts of Texas's population.
The vast amount of our growth, whether you look at Texas or the United States, is due to minority populations. So, for example, in the 2000 to 2010 period of time, only 11% of Texas population growth was due to non-Hispanic whites. 65% was due to Hispanics, about 12% to African Americans.
Murdoch says that means that without closing the income gap between ethnic groups, Texas will see poorer people as the non-Anglo population grows. One obvious way some have suggested to address that, raising the minimum wage.
If you have a growing segment of the population that's earning, you know, below a living wage, by increasing the amount of the minimum wage, that's going to perhaps increase the earning that they make or the amount of money that they make. And that will, you know, perhaps slow a little bit of the downside of income inequality.
That's Lloyd Potter, the Texas state demographer. But Potter says there's also a downside to raising the minimum wage.
But of course, then there are the potential negative impacts that many people talk about of doing that, which are raising costs and potentially putting businesses out of business as a function of not being able to compete effectively.
While income inequality in Texas tends to be higher than many other states, Texans are also less likely to improve their financial position in their lifetime, too. Erin Currier directs the Pew Charitable Trust Research on Economic Mobility.
Our research found that 9 states, all in the South, have consistently poor economic mobility, meaning that their citizens are less likely to move up from the bottom and more likely to fall down once they've reached the top. And Texas was one of those states that performed below the national average on those measures.
Currier says the key challenge for the president is to suggest reforms that focus on economic mobility. Sam Houston State's Mark Frank says he will be listening for long-term strategies, particularly ones that involve access to education.
A lot of the income inequality disparities have to do with educational gaps and you know, getting more of your high school graduates to go on and go to college and complete a college degree. I mean, that's the real secret in not only mobility questions, income mobility questions, but also income inequality questions.
Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.